in your Bibles to the book of 2 Samuel, 2 Samuel chapter number 23, 2 Samuel chapter 23, and we'll begin reading verse 11, and we'll just read verse 11 and 12, and pray, try to preach as the Lord would direct our heart today. And I'm so glad for the Word of God, how it is still a lamp to our feet, a light to our path. It'll help us, amen. And I tell you, we want to major on the Word of God. That's why we're here, to hear from God today. And I know He has something for us right here in the Word of God today. 2 Samuel chapter 23, you're willing and able to stand this morning while we read the Scripture. 2 Samuel chapter number 23, and I'll begin reading in verse number 11. The Bible says, "And after him was Shammah the son of Agai the Harite, and the Philistines were gathered together into a troop where was a piece of ground full of lentils, and the people fled from the Philistines. But he stood in the midst of the ground, defended it, and slew the Philistines, and the Lord wrought a great victory." Let's pray together. Father, I thank you, Lord, today for your mercy and for your grace. Lord, as I stand here before this congregation this morning, I confess my inability. I confess the fact that I cannot do anything without you. And, oh, Father, I pray for a little while you touch me, enable me, oh, Lord, to preach the Scripture today. Open the Word of God up to our hearts. Help us, oh, Lord, how to apply it. Oh, God, we pray. Father, we ask you for each one that said it here today, even by the means of internet that are watching. I pray, God, that you'd speak. I pray for that one that's lost. Lord, you reprove them of sin, righteousness, and judgment to come. Lord, they repent and be saved. Help us as your people. Lord, you know our need today. Lord, I'm glad you're able to meet every need. Help us now, and everything you do, we'll praise you and we'll thank you. Thank you, for it's in Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. You can be seated. I want you to look back at these verses this morning where the Bible said, "After him was Shammah the son of Agai the Harite, and the Philistines were gathered together into a troop where was a piece of ground full of lentils." Notice, "and the people fled from the Philistines." But verse 12, about Shammah, "but he stood in the midst of the ground." I'm going to preach this morning, the Lord being my helper, just a few minutes on this subject of don't leave the battle. Don't leave the battle. For ladies and gentlemen, we find here the arch enemy of Israel, the Philistines, one more time are raging war with the people of God. You study the New Testament from Genesis through Zechariah, those books all record about the Philistines and how they were always against the people of God, the children of Israel. Matter of fact, you find in Genesis 21 and verse 32 is the first time that the Philistines are mentioned. It talks about the land of the Philistines. And then in Zechariah chapter 9 verse 6 is the last time you find the Philistines mentioned, for he talked about handling their pride, doing away with them, judging the Philistines. And ladies and gentlemen, let me say this as we look at this passage and look at these Philistines and Shammah just a few minutes. Understand, those Philistines are a type and a picture of the world, the flesh, and the devil. For we are in a battle today. This is a war that we're in. For you got saved, you wasn't in no battle. That's right. You just did what was natural to your flesh. You sinned. Amen. But the very moment you got saved, you found yourself in a real battle, a raging battle, a ruthless battle, a relentless battle. It is on for the child of God this morning. Hey, we're in a day, everybody wants to live in some other realm, live in a fairy tale zone. But listen, friend, I know people in this world today are getting high and getting drunk, trying to escape reality. But you hear me, it ain't going to get rid of reality.
Amen. We are in a real world with real problems and a real spiritual warfare that is raging this morning. The Bible tells us still in the book of Ephesians. I read it Wednesday night and I'm going to read it again. He said in Ephesians 6 and verse 12, "For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places." Hey, friend, there is a spiritual war raging today. Oh, I promise you this, every waking hour that we live in this world, we are involved in a conflict. As I thought about this and understanding about these Philistines are the enemy of God's people and the world and the flesh and the devil fight against us. Now, I want to say this too and very clarify this real well. When I speak about the world, I'm not talking about the people, but I'm talking about the system, the thinking, the philosophies of the world are contrary to the people of God and are anti-God and anti-Bible and anti-anything holy or righteous. That's the way this world is. The flesh, what are you talking about the flesh? Friend, your soul, you got saved, you there saved. Your soul is forever saved. It's as saved as it's ever going to get. But you still live in a clay body, a body, my friend, that is still pulled towards sin and will fight the new man. It's going on inside. This flesh did not get killed, friend. It still raises its head from time to time. And you have to beat it back down. You can't do what the flesh wants to do. There's a battle. By the way, people that don't understand that, you find their Christian life is always chaos. That's right. Hey, until you understand your flesh is really your worst enemy, hey, you'll never really have a lot of victory till you really begin dealing with your flesh. Oh, yes, we find that the devil and the spirit world are fighting. I look at these Philistines, and just some things quickly as introduction, four things as introduction about the Philistine. We find in verse 11, we see their army, for the Bible said they were gathered together into a troop. This is a massive army. This is not a platoon that's come against the children of Israel. We're talking about a mighty army of the Philistine with the latest armor and weaponry of their day. And they are there to wipe out the people of God. They hated Israel. Oh, friend, the world, the flesh, and the devil hate you today. They're not your friend. Hey, by the way, friendship with the world is enmity with God. That's what 1 John says. Hey, you need to understand, you need to quit trying to walk so close to the world and stay just as far away as you can get. Hey, the world will snare you the closer you get. Oh, yeah. Hey, I'm going to preach a while. You might as well buck up and get ready. I'm going to preach. Amen. Hey, this is what God put on my heart in the prayer place just a few days ago. Hey, I believe that some folk are struggling in the battle, and you need to be reminded, don't leave it, don't run. Stay faithful, fight the good fight of faith. Oh, friend, the day we find there's the army. There, boy, as we look at the world today, as though we are outnumbered, and to the natural realm we are. The Bible very clearly tells us in Matthew 7, there's a great multitude on that broad way headed to hell. Amen. There's only a few on that narrow way headed to the city of God. Oh, so there's an army. Then we see their aim in verse 11. The Bible said they were gathered into a troop where it was a piece of ground full of lentils. They came to fight Israel at the harvest time. They wanted to keep Israel from enjoying the harvest. They were going to devour what they had labored for. They was going to take away what they had gave their sweat and their blood and their time for in planting and working and harvest. Hey, they came at harvest time. You understand this today. The devil don't want you having victory. He wants you defeated. He wants you to give up. He wants you to throw in the towel today. Oh, friend, that the aim of the enemy is to get what we have. Oh, to take away. Now listen, he can't take your salvation. That's right, he can't take your salvation. But he'll get a lot of other things if you ain't careful. Oh, friend, we see their army, their aim. I also see in verse 11 their awesomeness. You say, preacher, how do you get that? Well, the Bible says, as they gathered that troop, that the people fled from the Philistine. Man, they had to be an impressive army or they'd never run from them. Amen. If it's just been a few boys with a buck knife, they'd laughed. But this ain't a few boys with a buck knife. This is an army that is ruthless and violent and trained and have come not to make peace, but to make war and to wipe out why the Philistines came. Oh, friend, sometimes we look at the world and, man, we become afraid as we look at them. Oh, today, not only that, but we see their attack. You say, preacher, don't say their attack. Well, how do you expect to define that word defend then? Something's going on, amen. They have attacked, and some, hey, he defends this parcel of ground. I began thinking, as I said, I want to preach a few minutes on don't leave the battle. We find that when everybody else is fleeing, everybody else is afraid, that Shama hears this great mighty man of valor, one of the mighty men of David that's recorded in this chapter, we find that he doesn't run, but he stays in the battle. Hey, there's three things I want to stress to you that Shama did and experienced in verse 12, and I'll be done. Number one, he stood. That's right. When verse 11 goes and says that the people fled from the Philistines, verse 12 says, but he stood in the midst of the ground. When everybody else is leaving this parcel of land with the lentils on it and they're tucking tail and running as scalded dogs, hey, there's one mighty man of valor. He said, I'm not going anywhere. I'm standing. This is our land. This is our harvest. And I'll not let the Philistines have it. Hey, I'm not trying to insult your intelligence right here. But when I preach, I try to be make an explanation very plain for the youngest to the oldest. And sometimes these definitions I give is to help these young people. But hey, it's good to be reminded as older folk. Hey, you understand that word stood? It means to place anything so as to stay. Amen. He had no intention of going anywhere. That word stood means to station, to continue, remaining, to set. Hey, when everybody else, I thought today in my spiritual mind, I began to see and began to hear as all that crowd around Shama, they're screaming, they're hollering, run for your life. The Philistines are on us. They're going to kill us. They're going to take everything. But old Shama, he just ran back. He got him a good foothold on the ground. He said, you can run if you want to, but I refuse to run. I will not give up without a fight. This is what God gave us. He promised us the Canaan land, and I'm going to stay with it. Oh, friend, I'll tell you something. Some of you give up too easy in this spiritual battle. You need to go ahead, purpose in your heart, get you a good foothold, and say, I've run my last time. I've surrendered the last time. I've compromised the last time. I've negotiated for the last time. I'm going to stand for what's right. Oh, friend, we find he stood for that parcel. Just a few lentils is what he's standing for. Someone talked about, I've heard it, and they referred to this as being a pea patch. Whatever lentils may be to you, you hear me today. He said, it's worth standing for. A lot of folk wouldn't have stood for a patch of lentils. Wouldn't have done it. Matter of fact, I have been to the Holy Land a couple times, and I've had a lentil soup over there. I didn't like it too good. Wasn't nothing real impressive to me. But old Shama said, I'm a fighting for it. Amen. He said, I'll not let the enemy take what is rightfully ours. It's time you quit sitting around. It's time you quit negotiating with the world and the devil and stand your ground for the glory of God. Amen. The Bible tells us in Ephesians chapter 6 and verse number 13, he said, wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Oh, friend, hey, we don't need to be backing up no more. We need to stand our ground. Hey, look up here. The reason our nation's in the mess she's in is God's people went to running instead of standing. Amen. That's right. Everybody else come out of the closet and we're hid in the closet. Hello. Amen. Hey, we need to do this and stand for what's right and good and holy again. Hey, don't give up. Don't compromise for any reason. Oh, we find that, he stood. The people fled, but he stood. Hey, everybody else around you may flee. Everybody look up here. You young people, look at me. You ain't going to have a majority with you. You better get over that. The only time you do things in a group, you better get over that. You better learn to stand by yourself. Amen. Yes, there's strength in numbers, sure enough. But hey, if the whole crowd flees, if the whole crowd quits, you must stand. Amen. Oh, friend, I purposed my heart as a preacher a long time ago. I'm nobody's puppet. I'm not an entertainer. Hey, I'm God's man, and God's put it in my heart and helped me purpose in my heart how to stand for the glory of God. Oh, friend, listen, as our churches are being overrun, those people won't stand. Amen. Oh, friend, listen, he stood. Let me say all of that, but secondly, no, he stood, but he kept swinging. Amen. Look at verse 12. But he stood in the midst of the ground and defended it and slew the Philistines. He didn't just stand, he went to fighting. Amen. I've heard a lot of stuff said about this man. Somebody said he's using some kind of tool off the farm. Could be. But I know this, he's called a mighty man, so I kind of think he's got a sword. Amen. And his buddy before him, we find there, Eleazar, we find he fought a crowd to his hand, clayed to his sword. Hey, you know what? It's time you get a little bit of spunk back in you. Amen. Hey, you ain't got to be out in this world and hang your head and be ashamed of being a Christian. No, sir. You say, preacher, you sound like you're trying to start a riot. Not a riot, but I believe you ought to get up. Amen. Hey, we ain't to be a silent majority. We're to stand for God and fight for His glory. Amen. Hey, we find the Bible very clearly declares to us in the book of 1 Timothy in chapter 6 and verse number 12. He said, fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life. Whereunto thou art also called and hast professed a good profession before many witnesses. He said, fight the good fight. Amen. Hey. Listen to me. This man, hey, he determined they'll not run me out of this patch of lentils. I'm going to stand for what God's gave to me. Hey, not only stand, but you keep swinging. Amen. I told the senior adults last night in preaching, and I'm serious about this. Every time I preach, it ain't a wow message. If you're looking for a pastor that's going to wow you every time, you're going to leave here disappointed more and you're going to be wowed. Amen. But I tell you what you will leave with if you hear me preach, you're going to leave with the Word of God. Amen. Hey, you're going to get the truth from this blessed old book. Amen. And let the pieces fall where they may, that book will stand. Amen. And we find that this man said, I'll not give up, I'll not run, but I'll fight. And he kept swinging and he slew a great number of Philistines. Why? Because he stayed in the battle. Amen. I thought about something over there in the book of Nehemiah. Man, I thought about this early today in Nehemiah chapter number 6. And think about, folk, you know, this day, man, there are going to be multiple battles that you and I are going to face. Have you ever said, and you probably have, and I've heard a lot of folk down through the years say this, preacher, it seemed like I get out of one battle and I'm in another. Well, guess what? That's life. That's reality. Hey, by the way, look up here. Even if you never got saved, you're still going to have struggles. Amen. Hey, lost people lose their homes because they can't pay the bills. That sure is safe, folk. Amen. Hey, they have cancer reports from the doctors. They have tragedies comes in their life, as sure as we do. Are you listening to me? Life is full of battles, but we can't quit. We can't give up. Oh, you stand and you stay in the fight. Hey, the Bible tells me in Nehemiah chapter 6, Man, he's been working. They've been threatened. They're having to watch and work all at the same time. Nehemiah chapter 6, beginning verse 1 says this. That came to pass in Sanballat, Tobiah, Geshem the Arabian, the rest of our enemies heard that I'd built the wall and that there was no breach that left therein, though at that time I'd not set up the doors upon the gates, that Sanballat and Geshem sent unto me, saying, come, let us meet together in some one of the villages in the plain of Ono. But they thought to do me mischief, and I sent messengers unto them, saying, I am doing a great work, so that I cannot come down. Why should the work cease whilst I leave it and come down to you? Yet they sent unto me four times after this sort, and I answered them after the same manner. They said, let's get down here in Ono and let's hash this out. Let's get to a table and negotiate. Let's have a compromise take place. You know what Nehemiah did? Look up here and listen. He said no to Ono. Amen. And you need to say no to your Ono. Oh yeah. The devil wants you to compromise. The world wants you to tuck tail and run. You say, you awful strong and bold. I'm a preaching what God's a pouring in my heart. Amen. Hey, we find that though that Shammah stood and Shammah kept swimming, he stayed in the battle. And then let me say this, number three. Not only he stood and he kept swinging, but number three, he experienced a sovereign victory. For the Bible said in the last part of verse 12, and the Lord wrought a great victory. Hey, because he didn't run and because he didn't give up and surrender and compromise, he was around when God gave victory. Amen. Hey, you know what? I see this a whole lot in the church world. A lot of folk in the battle a good while, and then all of a sudden they decide they're going to run out from the battle, and they're not around when victory comes. Miss out on it. Amen. I'm not a newcomer to the pastorate. I know Baptists. They're all the same. They are. Just different faces, different towns. That's right. And I know some, they get their feelings hurt or they get weary in the battle and other things, and they all of a sudden think they need to go find another church or another preacher, and they take off, and when they leave, next thing you know, God comes by that church he left and gives victory. And what happened? They missed it. If they just hung around another day, had they fought another round, they'd enjoy the sovereign victory with everybody else. Amen. Hey, we find that God come on the scene. God gave, it was the Lord that wrought the great victory. I think about over there in 1 Samuel chapter 17, the Philistines, Israel's fighting as normal, man, multiple times here in the Old Testament. We find they're fighting one another. We find David goes out to face the champion of the Philistines, Goliath the Gath. And here's what he said beginning in verse number 45. Then said David to the Philistine, thou comest to me with a sword and with a spear and with a shield, but I come to thee in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom thou hast defied. This day will the Lord deliver thee into mine hand. I will smite thee and take thine head from thee. I will give the carcasses of the host of the Philistines this day and the fowls of the air and the wild beasts of the earth, that all the earth may know that there is a God in Israel, and all this assembly shall know that the Lord saveth not with sword and spear, for the battle is the Lord's, and he will give you into our hands. Hey, he came to old Goliath. He said, God is going to give the victory today. God is going to fight for us. Hey, let me say something. Shammah and David were doing what they could. Hello. They were in the battle, but it was God that gave victory. Amen. Now, understand that I know we're limited creatures. I know that. But I'm going to tell you this. God ain't going to help you when you can get up and do something. Amen. The Lord is not a waiter or a busboy. Amen. But if you get involved, you stay in the battle, God will show himself mighty. He'll roll his right sleeve up and let his right arm be known, and he'll give a great victory as he did in the Word of God. Hey, friend, we find that he experienced a sovereign victory. Matter of fact, over there in the New Testament, 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse 57, the Bible says, "But thanks be to God which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ." Oh, friend, you and I need to stay in the battle. Don't leave the battle. I will say this before I close and things. Understand me, we don't need any more deserters. Amen. We don't need nobody else deserting from the army of God. Hey, by the way, I'm gonna give you another definition. You know the word deserter. You know what it means, but I wanna drive it home to you. This word deserter means to abandon. It means to forsake. Listen to this. It means to leave one's military post without permission and with no intent to return. We got them doing that at churches across America. They are deserters. They have gone AWOL. Amen. Hey, I don't want to be a deserter. Do you understand that's exactly what happened to Demas over there in 2 Timothy chapter number 4 and verse 10? The Bible said, "For Demas hath forsaken me, having loved this present world, and is departed unto Thessalonica." Demas deserted the army of God. Amen. I don't want to be a deserter. That's right. I want to stay in the battle. Hey, no, don't be a deserter. Hey, don't become a prisoner of war. Hey, everybody look up here just a minute. There are people on pews this morning that are prisoners, spiritual prisoners in this warfare. You have let yourself get snared in some sin. You have let something lay a hold of you, and it has got you bound up this morning. Amen. Hey, I give you a good Bible illustration of that over there in the book of Judges in chapter 16. This man Samson. Boy, here's a man that's had the Spirit of God come upon him. Here's a man that's done some great things. But hey, he plays around. He goes to sleep in the devil's lap and wakes up without any power. And here's what happened to him in Judges 16 and verse 21. The Bible said, "But the Philistines took him and put out his eyes and brought him down to Gaza." By the way, Gaza was a Philistine city, and bound with fetters of brass, and he did grind in the prison. House. Hey, he was raised up to be a judge and a deliverer for the nation of Israel. And now the deliverer is bound up and his eyes have been put out. Oh, friend, there's a lot of folk in churches today. Hey, they've been in the battle, but something's happened and they're a prisoner of war. Hey, you need to ask God to set you free, get you out of that mess. Oh, yes. Oh, and I'll just throw this out. There are some spiritual draft dodgers. You got saved, you didn't really get much of a choice. You got to get in the army. Amen. Hey, don't be shirking your responsibility and your duty. Go do what God's put us here to do for his glory. And I will say this. There are some things worth fighting for. Your lentil patch, it could be a lot of different things. Hey, let me say it like this. Your testimony's worth fighting for. You don't need to lose your testimony. Hey, a good name's rather be chosen than great riches, the book of Proverbs tells us. Hey, by the way, there are names. All you got to do is hear them and you say, "That's a rascal, that's a devil." Amen. Hey, just a little throw out an extra, Hitler. You didn't think, the thought didn't become your little angel? Huh? It didn't come up, old choir boy? No, sir. You thought about somebody that was out to take over the world, was vicious, hated the Jew, hated everybody? That's his name. Just his name being mentioned. Amen. Hey, stand for right. Don't get snared in sin. Keep your testimony right. Hey, your family's worth standing and fighting for. Amen. Your spouse is worth fighting for. Amen. Hey, listen to me. Don't let the devil and the flesh and the world lie to you and get you involved in some extramarital affair. Think it's going to be, hey, it ain't all right. Hey, the devil's out to destroy your home. Amen. Hey, it ain't just preachers he's after. He's after every Christian home. Amen. Hey, you stand, you do what's right. Amen. Oh, your children, don't let the devil have your children. Don't let him have your grandchildren, your great-grandchildren. Hey, make up your mind. Hey, I'm going to help them. I'm going to protect them. Hey, let me say something right here. I've got rules in my house. A lot of folk may not understand, but I'm going to tell you flat out, it don't matter to me if you do understand them. They my children. She's my wife. Amen. And I'm going to tell you something. I'd rather my blood be spilled than the devil get my family. Amen. You say, that ain't right. You just take it up with the Lord. I've done decide and purpose in my heart. Amen. My family means a lot to me. God has entrusted their keeping with me. Amen. Hey, don't let the devil have your home. Don't let him in. Don't let the world in. Hey, keep a home where Christ is honored and Christ is welcomed. Oh, yes, my friend. I'm telling you something. Listen to me. Me and my wife, next Sunday, Easter Sunday, is our anniversary. And I'm thankful God gave me a good Christian wife, and I do mean that, and I'm thankful. But we try to watch out for each other. I've preached all over this country, and there's some people, I'm going to tell you, they make me nervous. Amen. I ain't too interested in a lot of folk hugging on my wife. She's my wife. Amen. That's right. You say you're meddling. I just call it what you want to. I've made up my mind. Amen. Hey, take care of your home. God gave you your home. Thank God for it and honor it by doing right. Oh, hey, let me say this. Even our church, God's put me here as an under-shepherd. I'm not a mean-spirited fellow. I'm not. I'm slow. When it comes to the draw, I'm slow. Anybody hangs around me knows that. I've got to have perfect peace in my heart to act. I can't just instantly go and do. But I'm going to tell you something. I love this church. And I'm going to mean that. I ain't ugly. I don't like running nobody off. That ain't what my job. But I'm going to tell you something. Before I let you tear it up, I'll run you off. Amen. You say, I don't like it. Well, the devil don't neither. Amen. This is the Lord's church. Amen. Hey, and I'm glad for it. Amen. Hey, let me say, too, just the very cause of Christ. Amen. We can't fit in with what this world's wanting. I can't go along with same-sex marriage. The Bible's against it. Amen. Hey, I can't help what folk are doing in this transgender community, but I can't allow what they want to do. It's contrary to this Bible. Hey, this Bible's clear about a man not wearing what pertains to a woman and a woman wearing that which pertains to a man. It's very clear about that. Oh, yes. Hey, the cause of Christ. We need to stand and do right. Hey, I ain't talking about picking fights. That ain't what this message is. If that's all you got, God help you. God help you. That ain't what this is about. This is about understanding the battles, right? And we have to stay in it and do what's right. Amen. Bob Jones Sr., you say years ago, if the stars fall out of the heavens, do right. Hey, I've done my purpose in your heart. I purpose. Hey, if everybody wants to do wrong, that's their business. But I've got to do right. Amen. Somebody said, preacher, but... Preacher, this, what are we going to do? It's raging. Preacher, it goes on. Well, I want to give you something to wind this thing up with to help you, because you're fighting your flesh and the world and the devil. Let me give you some verses today. Now I'm done. 1 John chapter 4 and verse 4 says, ye are of God, little children, have overcome them, listen to this, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Your flesh is rotten. Your flesh is going to be your worst enemy. But if you're saved, the Lord lives on the inside, and greater is he than your flesh. Amen. Hey, what about the world? What about the world about this preacher? 1 John chapter 5 and verse 4. For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Hey, you can overcome the world. You don't have to be overtaken by the world. What about the devil, preacher? Well, in your flesh, you can't do nothing. You can't do it yourself. But here's what Revelation 12:11 says. They overcame him by the blood of the Lamb, by the word of their testimony. They loved not their lives. Hey, I'm going to tell you something. The blood of Jesus Christ will put the devil on the run. Amen. Hey, we can have victory. Don't leave the battle. Some of you probably come in wounded from the battles of this week. Some of you are here today facing things, and man, the flesh, the first thing the flesh wants to do is run, hide, quit. Don't do it no more. Amen. Hey, won't you hear me? I don't leave this pulpit sometimes shouting. Man, I leave sometimes thinking, God, I made a mess. I flopped. And I think, Lord, and the Holy Ghost inside says, son, just keep fighting a good fight of faith. Just keep on preaching. Keep on doing right. Don't change. Just stay with the book. Hey, keep going. That's what I'm trying to tell you this morning. Don't you leave the battle. You fight on till Jesus comes. There's going to come a day. There's coming a day. I'm glad, praise God, we're getting out of here. Amen. And we'll get a new body that'll never be tempted to sin nor sin again. That'll be a great day. If you think I get emotional now, amen. You think I get a little stirred up, and it might embarrass you, don't go to heaven. Because I'm going to get a new body, and I'm going to finally get a good vocabulary, and I ain't going to run out of words, and I ain't going to run out of steam. Amen. Hey, it's good being a child of God. Oh, just keep fighting the good fight of faith. Father, take the message, use it for thy glory. I've tried my best to preach what you told me to. And Lord, help our people in these days. Lord, we struggle. Lord, we confess that. We struggle sometimes in this battle. But Lord, you have never failed us. You have never deserted us. Lord, you've given us victory time and time again. Help us not to throw in the towel, but oh God, help us to stand and to keep us swinging. Help us, Lord, to do thy bidding, Lord, till you come. And we'll praise you and we'll thank you in Jesus' name. Heads bowed and eyes closed. I've done my best to preach what the Lord laid on my heart this morning. I don't know what kind of battles you're having, but don't quit. Don't compromise. It may be as you're struggling in that fight today, you need to come and say, Lord, help me. Help me not to quit. Help me not to run. Help me to do what's right. Sometimes, by the way, doing right's not it. Sometimes you can't say anything. Can't do anything sometimes in doing right. That's a hard place, but that's true. But then again, there's times that you have to stand and you have to speak up, and that's not easy either. Let's stand this morning. Brother Tim's a singing. This altar's open. Folk are praying. Do you need to come? Come on. If you're not saved, come. We'd love to take the Word of God, show you how to be saved while he sings.
One day while I was thinking of unseen things above,
oh, I'll sing, Brother Tim.
A Savior came unto me and filled me.
Oh, yes, he did.
His love.
You need help around the altar, let's know. We'll pray with you.
I'm gonna die on the battlefield. I'm gonna die in the war.
Yes.
I'm gonna die on the battlefield with glory in my soul.
You come, do business with the Lord.
I used to have some people.
Yeah, I did.
Who walked and talked with me. But since I've been converted, they've turned their backs
that
on
happens.
Me. And I'm gonna die on the battlefield. I'm gonna die in the war.
Yes, sir.
I'm gonna die on the battlefield with glory in my soul.
Oh, I like this verse.
Some say, give me silver. Some say, give me gold.
Well, here's what I've determined.
I say, give me Jesus, who saved my dying soul.
That's it.
I want to die on the battlefield. I'm going to die in the war. I'm going to die on the battlefield with glory in my soul.
Oh, yes.
I'll take this gospel trumpet.
Oh, yes.
And I'll begin to blow. And Lord, if you will help me, I'll blow it wherever I go. I want to die on the battlefield. I want to die in the war.
Oh, yes.
I'm going to die on the battlefield with glory in my soul.
She placed heads bowed, eyes closed just a moment. Have you done what you're supposed to do, making that move toward the altar today? Every time I hear that song, it begins ringing in my heart. Long time ago, I made up my mind, purposed in my heart by the help and grace of God. And notice how I worded it, by the help and the grace of God, I want to finish right. I can't do it of myself, but with His help, I can do it. I'm glad for the Word of God today helping us, touching our hearts. Father, thank you again for letting us be here on this Lord's Day. Help us, Lord, to bring honor, glory to your name. Lord, all I preached this morning, I've tried my best. I wanted to honor you, and I just want to try to encourage your people. Lord, the world, the flesh, the devil's beating and banging on your people. Oh, God, help us to stay in the battle. Lord, we're going to finish one day. We're going to reach into that land of victory one day, a permanent victory for the people of God. Lord, we look forward to that day between here and there. Lord, thank you for the victory you give us along the journey. In Jesus' name, amen.